Sisters. Hey girls, this is the Mom Struggling Well podcast, and I'm your host, Emily Thomas. And here with me is my sister, I almost said my sister friend, but I don't think, I mean, I guess we're
friends. Hey, sister friend.
Okay, not something that I say, so I don't know how to use it correctly in a sentence. Anyhow, so each month on this Mom Struggling Well podcast, you're going to get two interviews. We're going to take a deep dive into a topic, me and Katie are. Each month, I had that idea in the middle of the night, and I like it.
Well, this is news to me, and I like it too, which is a good thing, because we're live on the ones and two with the sister friend.
And then once a month, I also solve the problems with Rebecca. So anyway, the whole point of the show is to help you love your actual life, so that you don't keep trying to run away from home. I see y'all with your bags packed. Unpack that bag. Put it in the attic where it goes. The suitcase.
Stay a while. This is your life.
Gosh. Anyhow, so today we're going to talk about celebrating well, because we are in the holiday seasons, like it or not. Okay, so I feel like we are going to do a lot of things this morning.
Okay.
A lot of things. We're going to talk about celebrating well. We are going to talk about some tips that I found on how to make your celebrations less stressful.
Okay.
We got a lot of barriers. I'm going to break them down for you. Additionally, we have some listener emails on how we are going to, I mean, I'm assuming we got some emails, you said.
Oh, yeah, there's emails.
Okay. And then also, we're going to try Stash It or Trash It. We're going to try Zombie Skittles. Ew. We're going to try Spam, pumpkin spice flavored. Double ew. I have a fork in here and a can of Spam, and I'm not looking forward to what's about to happen.
For the first time ever. For the first time in for never.
Ew. Oh, also, I just started watching that Jimmy Fallon skit where he always is saying, ew. He dresses like
a...
I can tell. I know. So, it's been happening a lot at work. Everyone says it all the time. So, and then we're going to talk about what's killing us softly and giving us life. So I feel like Rachel's going to be mad that the show is going to be 4 hours long.
Okay. So let's not do it. Let's continue on.
Okay. We'll talk to you later. Bye. I'm going to get that free cup at Starbucks. Okay. So what I was thinking to do was talk about celebrating well using the WELL framework, W-E-L-L. It's an acronym. It means wait, expect. Like expect good things. Expect that God's at work. Like know that something's happening that you can't see. L, the first L. Look again, reframe it. The second L, lean into it. Quit trying to run away. Unpack those bags. Stay a while, like you said. So anyway, the W, wait. I think when we think about celebrating, a bunch of knee-jerk reactions come to our minds and we think, oh my gosh, this has to be perfect. My house has to be updated.
That's right.
I need to have had an entire remodel and the party is in 2 hours.
Yes. Yes.
So what types of things go through your head when you think about having people over?
That everything has to be perfect, which is exhausting. Have you seen that video? It is a really tall, looks like a junior high, maybe high school boy who puts on a wig and pretends that he's his mom cleaning the house before a party.
No.
Oh my gosh.
Where do you find it?
I would have no idea. Like I would describe it just like that, which is way too much to type into a Google. But he's hilarious. He's just like, because he's so tall, he can like lift things up like a mom couldn't. So he'll lift up the whole vacuum and he's like, everybody vacuum. And then he's like hiding things like everything has to be gone. Nobody lives here. What are they going to think? We live here. And then there's, yeah, I love it. But it's exactly that video. That's how I feel.
It's ridiculous. Why do we do this to ourselves?
I don't know. It's so much more fun to just have an impromptu, oh my gosh, you guys come over.
Yes.
You know, but yes. You can't do that because it's the holidays.
No, but you can though. That's what this whole thing's about. Just throwing caution to the actual wind. What does that even
Perspective
mean?
Perspective shift.
What? It's happening as we speak. Okay. So, one of the things that I put that I think is that everyone's going to help me clean the house and they're going to have a good attitude about it.
Right.
That hasn't never happened yet.
No.
That has never happened yet. Because let's face it, I'm not even having a good attitude about cleaning the house.
No, you can put some music on. I mean, that'll really change a
Yeah, mood. Unfortunately, my daughter loves rap, like super angry rap.
Ooh, that'll put you in a mood.
Definitely.
Something.
Definitely. And all my son wants to listen to is songs about gummy bears. There's like a song about gummy bears that makes you want to stab your ears out.
I know it.
Mm-hmm.
Familiar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then my sweet country loving husband wants to listen to Merle Haggard. And I just want to put on like Jack Johnson and live my life.
Y'all need some headphones.
We really do. We really do. We really do. My other thing that I do in my knee-jerk reaction is to make a new recipe that I've never made before. Let's have the main feast, like the main meal, be something I've never tried off of a rando blog.
Right.
I've not vetted it. That's what needs to not happen.
Turducken tonight. That's yeah. What you're having.
Yeah. I've actually never made a turkey. You have, right? You're good at that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But you know what I've done? We've moved it right on outside. I say, Brandon, figure out the turkey in the deep fryer. It's so much nicer.
Okay. Because then the house isn't hot, doesn't smell too much.
Exactly. And then you have the oven, which you need.
You sure enough do. For all the stuff that it's actually good. Turkey's not good. No, when are people going to realize that?
I don't know.
Okay. So we wait. We decide, we realize that all of our initial thoughts about entertaining are baloney. And we just wait a second and we just let the dust settle of all of our bad initial thoughts.
I think that's a great idea. And also we should just have bologna instead of turkey.
Yeah. So then the E, expect. Expect that this is not going to be a dumpster fire. Expect that maybe this could be a fun time.
Expect perfection?
No, I don't feel like you're listening.
Oh, so I'm getting it.
So I think that for me, and probably for most people, women, God wants us to be realistic. He does not think that we are the party planning committee, like Angela from The Office, which that's who I am. It's sad. I don't like it. But I'm Angela.
Nobody wants us to be Angela.
We're not perfect. Our family isn't going to be excited about cleaning. There's going to be some bumps in the road. Expect them. We're not being negative. We're being realistic. It's a new thing we're trying.
I like it.
Okay. So then look again. How can we reframe this? I think for me, if I try a new recipe, first of all, I shouldn't. But if I insist on not using my entire brain, I need to know that it might be terrible. And I might just say, like, this was a science experiment. And my hypothesis was it's going to be great. And turns out it wasn't. I don't know if I've told you, I almost canceled an entire party because the carrots weren't all the way done because I tried this new thing. I almost didn't let anybody come over because the carrots.
That sounds right about up your alley. one of the emails came in and I just wanted to share it because it works for this. She was saying that she is a 7, Enneagram 7, and so Adventure is her middle name. But she's had some really stressful overseas traveling holidays that were just like going to be a lot. And she knew it. She's mm-hmm. like, this is going to be a lot. Mm-hmm. So she said, everything is called a fun adventure. She had 2 kids, ton of plane rides, ton of trains and things. Okay. Everything's a fun adventure. And so she shared it with her sister or sister-in-law, and it's going to happen for them. Everything's going to be a fun adventure because she is expecting and looking that. Again, it's going to be hard.
But call it a fun adventure.
But it could be fun.
And that's what people think it is. The kids will believe anything. They believe Santa is real. So they can believe that this is a fun adventure.
Santa is real.
That is absolutely true. I'm so sorry. Santa's real. Of course he's real. I fell down earlier and I feel like I knocked something loose, but it's back on. I'm back online. Okay. Santa's real.
The Christmas magic fell out. But now it's back in.
You should have seen the look that my sister just gave me. It was poison. All right, ladies, we need to stop for just a second and talk about this thing called an Ember Wave. It is a bracelet I got in the mail. You may have seen me open it on Instagram. I did not know what it was, but as I read about it and I told y'all on Instagram stories, you were so fascinated and I sure was too. So it's the first bracelet that helps you feel colder or warmer in just a matter of minutes with the press of a button. So the inside of your wrist is the most temperature sensitive place on your body, which is why like you know, you check bottles to see if they're too warm and stuff on the inside of your wrist. There's a reason for that. Well, three scientists at MIT made this bracelet where you press a button, and if you're too hot, it will cool down. And within a matter of minutes, your brain and your body are kind of like paired up and you're comfortable. It's the darndest thing. I have this thing with me everywhere I go now. My biggest problem is that if I forget to charge it, then I can't use it. And that's on me. But like at night, I'm always colder than my husband. But I put this thing on and it has like a sleep setting where you have like 30 minutes of this. It just feels so nice. Warmth on your wrist. And then all of a sudden, your whole body is fine and you're asleep. And then in one of the places where I work, it is like Arctic cold in there. And even if I layer, it doesn't even help. Well, I'm taking this thing to work and I'm comfortable. And then in another office where I work, there's no ventilation in this tiny little area that I work in. And it's really stuffy and I'm hot. Well, then I go to the other side and make this little guy be cold. And then all of a sudden, I'm not hot anymore. So if you have temperature control issues like I do, you need to get one of these Ember Waves. It was named as one of Time Magazine's best inventions of 2018 for a good reason. So listeners of the Mom Struggling Well podcast are going to get $30 off if you go to emberwave.com/MSW. Now, it's spelled kind of interesting. It's EmberWave. So that's emberwave.com/MSW, and you get $30 off of your Ember Wave bracelet. I promise, it's pretty fantastic. You should try one.
Okay, so speaking of that, I ran across, and I'm going to talk about a bunch of tips to enjoy the celebration, but it made me think of what you were just saying, that email. I found online this thing that said, it was talking about a crappy dinner party. Like, throw it and say, I'm going to throw a crappy dinner party. And the lady decided, this blogger decided to do that. And so she decided that whatever happened, like her daughter walked in with muddy boots, got the whole entire floor dirty, which is what always happens. And she decided that no matter what happened, she's going to say, I am so cool with that.
I like it.
Whatever. I am so cool with that. You're doing a glitter glue project. I'm so
right
cool
now?
With that. Right now in the
Perfect.
Middle of the living room. I am so cool with that.
That's an adventure I want to take.
Oh, man. All right. So then lean in. You've got a situation where you have a house and where you live with other people. It could be the worst, but it's not the worst. Lean into the discomfort of the disaster of it and enjoy it. Be present.
Because it's your disaster.
It is your disaster. And I'm telling you, you wanted to marry that man and you wanted those kids.
Right.
So now you know to be careful what you wish for.
No, that's now you're confused.
Oh, sorry.
I'm confused. Message.
Nope. Okay. So let's see. I have some steps to enjoy the celebration that I got off the interwebs.
Okay.
Number one, when people come over, especially if you're mixing different groups, we think everyone has to be best friends. I feel like I go, okay, so this neighbor loves this thing and that friend from church loves this thing. And so I need to let them know that they like each other and like make sure it goes well.
Yes.
You're not responsible for all the conversations. You're not responsible for the person who's awkward in the corner. And I'm not saying don't engage, but don't put that on yourself because internally you're going to feel it.
It'll be too much to handle on top of, yes, feelings are a lot to handle on top of like the things that are physically happening and have to be managed in front of you. Plus the fun that you should be having.
Yeah. And maybe, I don't know, let it happen organically. It'll be so much better received anyhow.
I find it hard. I feel the same way. I'm the person that's like, I got to make sure everyone's feeling good, happy, comfortable.
I know.
Yes. It's a lot.
I know, but I just think that people can tell when we're stressed out.
So remind me the tip again.
Just that everybody doesn't have to be best friends. People may not all gel. You're not responsible. Everybody might not gel. Well, here's a mind blower. If they don't talk to people and they don't gel, that's on them. It's not their fault. I mean, it's not your fault.
It is a mind blower.
I don't know. I just put a lot of pressure on myself.
I'm very serious. I think that that is a lot to take in.
But I liked it. It gave me a lot of freedom, I think.
Yes, good.
Number two, if you're worried that something might get broken, put that thing away.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes we feel like we have to use Great Grandma Jane's punch bowl because it's a party. Great Grandma Jane would have wanted me to use her punch bowl. But if that is going to give you a heart palpitation, put it away.
Totally eliminate stress.
Serve Capri Suns.
Capri Suns, absolutely.
It's a punch bowl in a bag. Grandma Jane would be happy about that too.
Her tip was that she uses pretty paper plates now because she used to do, her kid's grandma set a magazine worthy table. And she did the tradition for a long time, but she's like, Pioneer Woman has great plates at Walmart this year. So listen, she's doing that.
Renee Drummond. I think that's Pioneer Woman's name.
Oh, really?
I believe.
I think she would like that you used her full name here.
I believe in respecting the Pioneer Woman. And if she's got plates, use them.
And say her full name.
Say it.
As you're passing them out.
Say her given name. Have a little respect. Anyhow, I think that that is so good. That is so good. Things are going to get broken. It's going to be a war zone in there. If you love it to the point that it would freak you out, let it go. My husband, when we first got married, there was a family. I'm sure you have heard about this, but he has a family table that, oh my gosh, the stress it caused. Like it's a table that can seat like 15 people. It's a gigantic circle table with like claw feet and it's like carved and it's beautiful. And I said, let's like take off the tablecloth. Let's take off the padding and let's like have the wood on top. He's like, no way could that ever happen. Okay. So there was no anything fun happening around the table. It would be like a thing he'd try to pick up and run out of the house with it. If there was a fire, it consumed his life. It was such a problem for him. And so we decided, well, actually he decided it because I would never have done this to him. But we loaded it up in a U-Haul and we drove that thing to his parents because we lived in Arizona at the time. We drove it to Texas and we dropped it off. We said, blessings be upon you watching over this table. It was like a holy relic.
I have never heard of this.
It was too heavy for him. It was too heavy a burden for my husband's soul to bear. And so now it's at, and me, you can't lean on it too heavy. It is serious.
Is this thing falling apart?
No, but like the amount of care that goes into the protection of the table.
It was, I understand,
draining his soul. So anyway,
sweaty just thinking about,
oh my gosh,
I feel like I'm going to somehow scratch this table.
Yeah, I need you to be careful. The fact that we're talking about it, the table's listening. Anyhow, so yeah, we got rid of it and it was really good. Really good for all of, it was good. It's good for our marriage. So anyway, put it away. All right. Do something for you. What do you like? Do you like a certain kind of music? Put it on if you're feeling stressed. Do you need to buy some disposable plates? That's okay. Do you like flowers from the Trader Joe's? Because they're like $3.99 and it's a beautiful bouquet. Go ahead and do that.
I like it. Or for me, it would be, do you like to have somebody else really be in charge of cleaning up?
It's good.
Delegate it.
Yeah.
So, you know, you don't have to think about it later.
Just think of the thing that would serve you. Because we're so busy thinking, this party is for all these other people. I need them to have a good time. What do you need to have a good time, sister, right, friend?
That's right, sister, friend. You did it, girl.
All right. So again, or additionally, number four, decide on the non-negotiables. What do you have to do to get ready for this party? Let everything else go. But what do you have to do? For me, it's clean up the bathrooms because I have no idea what disgusting things have gone on in there with my children. I have to go back to the bathroom. I have to clean the guest bathroom. I just have to. The floors are a big deal for me because of the amount of, my dog brings in things on her tail. She literally brings in entire leaves on her tail. A lot of rides are hitched on that tail. So I have to clean the floors and I have to clean the bathrooms. What are your non-negotiables?
Putting dogs away, even though it makes me feel guilty. I can't.
Why do you feel guilty about it?
Because I just feel like, well, they're a part of the family. They should be able to be at the party. I feel guilty about a dang near everything, but that's one of my big ones.
Brady's a jerk.
Those dogs are gone.
Brady is like a distantly related cousin. We're not even sure how.
But you can't put him outside.
But put him in the kennel is fine. You don't even feel bad. I like Bella.
She's fine. She's good enough. But still, I put him away. I have to do it, even though it makes me feel bad. I've got to have a clean dishwasher and empty trash cans.
Clean dishwasher, like empty?
Empty, or? So it can be ready for the cleanup, so I don't have to think about it. And then I don't want to have to be taking trash out in the middle of whatever business we're doing.
Okay.
Because they will fill up 100%.
Of course.
Yeah.
With your Renee. No, her name is Ree Drummond.
Ray?
Ree. Maybe. I believe it's Ree.
Ree is not a name.
Okay. Well, don't tell that to the Pioneer woman.
Okay.
Whose name is now Ree. I don't remember. Okay. Decide on the non-negotiables, let everything else go. Number 5, charcuterie. It looks impressive. There's no cooking. There's largely no cutting. You can even buy the cheese already cut.
This is true. So this is your tip to have to make whatever you're making in the charcuterie.
Just have that. Know that that's a possibility that's going to look really fancy and be super easy.
And can be super, can be whatever, like you have like 10 Cheez-Its, that'll be good on there. You have 45 cashews, great.
But that's exactly how many cashews you needed for this particular board that you're making. And again, what we've done, we've made a kid one. So I let the kids pick whatever they wanted to do, and it was disgusting looking, but they had the best time. And so, you know, if my kids like it, the other kids are going to be like, oh my gosh, Sour Patch Kids and gummy worms were exactly what I wanted on a charcuterie board as well.
Perfect.
So that's kind of fun.
I love that.
Yes. And it keeps our little hands busy making it, and then it keeps our little hands busy during the party, because you know they're not making themselves an entire plate of anything that's cohesive or balanced. Okay, I didn't number these.
Number seven.
Cook as much as you can ahead of time.
Absolutely. Like the day before, like even whatever you can a couple of days before.
Freeze it if you need to.
Bam.
But here's the deal. I've done this several times where I made ahead things that didn't make ahead well. And that's unfortunate. For my husband's birthday, like probably 12 years ago, I put together in a bowl everything, like a Tupperware, because we were going to make the cake and then bring the cake somewhere else. So I made like the topping for the cake. It was going to be like a whipped cream, and I put it all in a bowl together so I could whip it later. Whip it good.
Yes.
Whip it real good.
Okay. <It's great. laughs>
That was unfortunate. I'm sorry. So, but there's a thing where sometimes when things sit with each other, they don't get along well. And so when I went to put it in the mixer, it never came together. It was just a gross situation. So also one time for Porter's birthday, I made cupcakes and a cake, and I decorated it with M&Ms. And I did it like the day before. Well, the M&Ms in the frosting did a really weird thing.
They like gooed?
No, they like became matte, like they were no longer shiny.
Okay.
And then they no longer were like the right color. They became like frosted.
Okay.
And it was not pretty. The kids didn't.
Sounds like an adventure.
It was such a fun adventure. And I am so cool with that happening. But anyway, I think that maybe you just got to be like, do the old standard that you know is going to be fine. Like, for me, on Christmas morning, before Christmas morning, I always mix the dry ingredients and the wet ingredients of my
That's exactly what
cinnamon
I was going to say. Wet and dry ingredients. You can get those bad boys ready.
Those are always going to be fine.
Yeah.
Always going to be fine. So do as much ahead of time as you can. Okay. Number 32.
I think it's number Ree.
Number Ree Drummond. Let people help you when someone comes in and says, can I help? They are trying to help themselves not be nervous.
Yes.
Don't be a hero. Everybody hates a hero.
Get those hands busy. Everyone feels so much more comfortable.
And they want to help. You want to help. Yeah. You're not better than other people. They want to help too. Stop it right now. I'm so sick of your prideful attitude.
Boo. Take your cape off.
Gosh. Super sister friend.
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Okay. So the rules of the crappy dinner party that I found from a blogger named Reed Drummond. I don't know. That's not her name, but I can remember. So crappy dinner party rules. Number one, no housework. None. So she's okay. really putting the smack down on the housework.
I like it.
I do too. Number two, no special menu, which is, I mean, I love the clean out the kitchen party. Whatever I have, that's what I'm serving. I'm not going to the store. But number three, and I love this one, never thought about it, you may not change clothes. You invite people over and you wear what you have on. Wow.
So this is not just a crappy dinner party. It's a impromptu. It's right now dinner party.
Yeah, so or just whatever you had on that day. I don't know. It's just like there are zero barriers.
Yes, I like that. I was actually just thinking about this the other day, and I'm thinking of renaming myself to Ree. it should be that way. Like, it would be fun to have, you know, like a couple over or whatever for the first time and have the icebreaker be a please wear your house clothes. Because it takes you a step. You're already like a couple steps in.
You are how you are. Come as you are. And I'm not even kidding about that. Like legitimately. I love it. And I don't know. Not everybody. Here's the deal. We're pretty low maintenance family, I think. And so is the family I married into. But some people are really like highfalutin. And this wouldn't really work.
I understand.
But could it work?
Maybe it could.
Maybe they think it couldn't work. But maybe it could. I don't know. Something to think about.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Okay. So any other listener emails we didn't get to yet?
Yes. I haven't even tipped the iceberg. You know what I'm saying, Sister Brent?
My goodness. Okay. By the way, we want to hear from you in email form, largely because I can't keep track of my Instagram inbox. So please email Katie because she's better at keeping track of things.
Hello@momstrugglingwell.com.
Hello.
So this one is from, I don't want to use people's real names. So this is from Shmera Holchelik, which rhymes with her real name. My husband and I love Christmas. Since moving to Colorado, we go hunting for Christmas tree out in the woods. It's permitted and yes, similar to Clark Griswold.
Yes. That is on my bucket list to go cut down a Christmas tree.
Oh, really?
It is.
Got to get a permit. Do they have those in Texas?
No, and I use a fake tree because it's too much pain to have a real Christmas tree, but I want to. She's living my best life.
That's right. So she has memories every year of this adventure. Most memorable was when my kids were 6 months and 3 years old. Took the kiddos out to the boonies to tree hunt. Fairly new potty training.
I love that they're calling it tree hunting. Stop.
It is pretty cute. The subject is tree hunting. Emily will never be able to do this.
Oh, man, that hurts.
It was rude. So climb out of the truck, pop a squat. Lo and behold, she pees all over her pants. So she had made it. Like, she didn't have a potty accident, but when she did it, peed in the woods, she had an accident.
Okay.
Does she have spare pants? No. Mm-mm. So my three-year-old hunted for Christmas trees pantless with boots and a coat and stocking cap. But the tree was spectacular, and she sent a picture.
I love it.
Okay, so here's a gross one. This is from Shmeri Harp.
Now, did they ask to be anonymous?
No, they didn't. But I don't know. Maybe they want to be anonymous, and this is my way of giving them that. But also giving them a shout-out, but a secret one.
This is a secret shout-out to Shmeri Schmarkenstorn.
So this was called Disaster Christmas. And it's a little long, so I'm going to paraphrase some of it. So there is a family member, we'll call her Shmeri. No, just kidding. It's her husband's grandmother.
Okay.
And
Wanda.
Wanda. Mm-hmm. She wants to have everybody over and she wants to bring out the punch bowl. But that makes 30 people. Like, the family kept growing and growing and growing. And so she wanted 30 people to come stay in her house. And so they did. So
stay in the house, like
all together,
sleeping.
Yes, all the families. It's a 4-bedroom small house.
Wow.
So some of the unsupervised children clogged both toilets with toys and too much toilet paper, and they had so much fun in there. They just started leaving it on the bathroom floor, like they were completely clogged up.
So the toilet has overflowed.
Yes.
Okay.
So she says, I know what you're thinking. Oh, that's rough. What on earth? That's so gross. Well, that's nothing. Next, a stomach bug hits. And I had nowhere, I repeat, nowhere to go at 2 a.m. My husband had to get trash bags for me to go in, take them outside.
Literally pooping in?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, she said go in, which is.
I feel like that means go.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
The bottom go. when the nightmare slowed down, we took him outside. Meanwhile, it started hitting other members of the family, too. And I had to make a makeshift diaper from granny undies and multiple trash bags over them to go home. So the disaster Christmas advice is refuse to sleep in an overcrowded home just to please the patriarch of the family.
Oh my gosh, Wanda, no.
Wait, patriarch is a man. So it was
Harvey. No.
She says she still cringes thinking back on that Christmas. So since then, they pushed four times for us to stay the night, and that's a hard no.
That's hysterical. Way to have boundaries. Life is too short for too many homemade diapers out of trash bags. That reminds me, okay, you've heard about my terrible situation in China we had over Thanksgiving. It was our first Thanksgiving there. I think we all had had hepatitis C for a long time. There was so much diarrhea the entire first year that we were in China. I think like the whole village had a communicable disease of some sort. It was bad. I was thin. I was looking real good. But whatever, I think our water was contaminated. That's fine. Anyhow, so it was Thanksgiving. We were going to try to have like Thanksgiving with our students. I was so homesick. I was not loving China life. No offense, China. China, you're amazing. I had such bad diarrhea. The water was turned off.
Oh, no.
In our special little area where we lived, you didn't visit us when we lived in this broken down palace where we were, but nobody agreed on who was in charge of the water for our particular building. So it was constantly being turned off. Some people are like, oh no, the city should do it, so we're not paying for it. And then the school is like, no, it's not. So we sometimes didn't have water. We sometimes didn't have electricity. We were high up. And so we most of the time didn't have water pressure, and the pressure was what turned on the hot water heater, and the hot water heater was in the kitchen. And then the shower was in the bathroom, and so you'd have to run where there was windows from the shower in the bathroom to the kitchen, naked as a jaybird, to try to make the hot water heater go on, because it was like a pilot light. It was, it made me the person that I am today, I'm sure, because I didn't die. It must have built my character, but I hated it. And when you were in there, the water was either on or off. And so on might be not very hot, or it might be liquid flames. And so if it was coming out so hot, then I would literally sit crisscross applesauce to give the water more time to cool as it hit my naked flesh. Or if it was super cold, then I would stand up tippy toes to try to get to the hot water. It was so sad. Meanwhile, having like dysentery, I don't even know what I had, but it was a lot of diarrhea. So anyway, I was drinking this tea. It was the only tea I had, and it was like had senna in it. It was called like poop tea. You know, I don't know why I was drinking it, because I was not constipated, but I would, because it was so cold in our, we could see our breath in our apartment. Anyway. And so, I just kept drinking hot water using the same tea bag, because I didn't have that many tea bags of tea that I liked. Well, in the middle of the night, the day before Thanksgiving, I woke up in the middle of the night. I had given myself even worse diarrhea. And so I had to run, but there was no water. So you couldn't flush the toilet. And so I had given myself, anyway, so then I invited friends over, like some Chinese friends, to help me cook a Thanksgiving meal to teach them about like our culture or whatever. Anyway, the bathroom and the kitchen were shared a wall. We had no water, and I kept having diarrhea. And I know they could hear me. We were trying to cook. And then anyway, I didn't also know how to make potato, like I was in charge of mashed potatoes, and it was the consistency of glue, and it was just no water, glue, mashed potatoes, dysentery.
So bad.
It's bad times.
Bad times. That sounds like granny diaper trash bag underwear over here.
I didn't think about making a diaper out of trash bag. I'm telling you.
That's clever.
And very clever. That is problem solving at the height. All right, ladies, the holidays are coming. Did you know that? Of course you did. Things are going to start getting busier. Now is a great time to make sure that you add some extra support for your energy, for your immunity, and for your stress. Let's go ahead and not get sick this holiday season. What about that? Care of makes it super easy to keep on taking your vitamins and maintaining your health even when it's colder and everyone else is falling down around you having the flu. It's a very fun process. I know you've heard me tell you about it before, but they have an online quiz that helps you know exactly what you need to be taking. It's fun. It takes about 5 minutes and you let them know the kinds of stuff you're doing in your life and they tell you what you need to do to keep yourself healthy. And then they send that stuff to you every month and you don't even have to think about it. You can change your subscription at any time when your needs change or your preferences change. It's totally convenient and easy to do that. When the packs come to your house, they're in daily packs. So you just grab it and you go on your way. They even have your name on it and like a fun little fact for the day or a challenge for the day. I don't know why I like that so much, but I sure do. If Care of does not already send things to your house every month, give them a shot. For 25% off your first Care of order, go to takecareof.com and enter code MSW at checkout. Again, go to takecareof.com and enter code MSW at checkout, and you're going to get 25% off your first Care of order. I want to tell you about a fitness watch that I've been using while I've been training for this marathon or half marathon or 5K. I don't want to talk about the specifics of it, but it's called the Polar Ignite Fitness Watch. And it gives you a full view of your day and kind of provides guidance about how did you sleep to help you achieve a more balanced life, which don't we all need that? So it has all the features that you would want, like heart rate. It has GPS that's integrated into it. But it also suggests a workout for you based on how well you've slept the night before. I think that's such a cool idea. It's a thin watch. It's really lightweight and it's easy to use. This watch also has a Polar Flow app that helps you track everything and see it really well on your phone. And it is really fun to see what they think that I should do based on my fitness level, my training history, and how well I slept. Sometimes you don't know where to start, but this watch will help you. It also has a setting called Serene that offers like guided breathing exercises and helps you calm the dadgum heck down. So anyway, if you are in the market for a new fitness watch, I would recommend trying the Polar Ignite Fitness Watch.
So the same Pioneer Woman, Walmart Plates woman, Flandy Walker.
I really think they're going to like if you say their actual names.
What do you think? Sandy Tucker.
Fine. You said it. Was it that hard?
Sandy's way funnier. But anyway, she also does the thing, the Christmas gifts, something to wear, something to read, something you want, something you need. So it's kind of nice.
My question, does that actually fly with your children? I tried it one time. It was anarchy. They were backlash. Lighting things on fire. They're not having four presents.
A lot of angry rap was played that day.
So much angry Christmas rap.
Okay, so her funny story. Kids were young. So they had Thanksgiving at her aunt and uncle's house in Palm Springs. And Palm Springs is fun, right?
It is.
Everybody
fun.
In Palm Springs is fun. Her uncle Gary made that name up. He was a cardiologist at the desert hospital, sat down at the table, watched my uncle carve the turkey in his wetsuit because he just finished swimming his daily laps in the pool, didn't want to keep us waiting. Funniest thing was that, so there's no, I mean, I don't know. He really was going with the come as you are Thanksgiving party.
Uncle Gary doesn't play.
And give no rips. Funniest thing was that he and my aunt acted like it was perfectly normal. We were all dying laughing, but it gets better. A couple of years later at our Thanksgiving dinner, our teenage son surprised us and came to the table in his wetsuit. We'd never laughed so hard. When our uncle passed away, that was the first memory that the kids thought of. Happy Thanksgiving, Emily.
Oh, and they ended it that way. That was so nice.
Yes.
So wear a wetsuit. Okay, when we recently swam with manatees, It was my first time having a wetsuit on. Have you ever had a wetsuit on?
I have never, but I've always wanted to do that big long zipper.
The very long zip. It's kind of slimming. I kind of felt amazing.
Oh, so the new Spanx?
It's like a full body Spanx.
Spanx.
So this is what I would say. Make Thanksgiving requirement. So it's not. Wetsuit requirement. No, like cocktail casual. What does that even mean? I hate when people tell me to dress cocktail casual.
Oh, you need to drop them like a bad habit. They're no friends of yours.
Well, but they asked me to go to like, that's where I met Sarah Groves. It was at a cocktail casual event. And I was so confused about what to wear. To me, casual. Nobody wants to see my casual.
So Burks. Cocktail. And a wetsuit. I'll be there. So this one is, no, I'm not in the mood for a sad one.
Oh no, this is a sad one.
I'm feeling the giggles. It's
buckle
not
up.
Funny.
Calm down. This is sad. Get into the right headspace.
So someone was talking about how this year, well, this is their second holiday since their dad passed away.
Who is it?
Okay. This is Emily. Honea. H-O-N-E-A.
Hmm.
Honea.
Honea.
Honea. Okay. So, and I talked to her a little bit more after she sent this, but it's her first or it's her second year since her dad passed away. Mm. So last year was a really hard one.
Yeah.
So she had to say no to a lot of things that could be fun, but would stress her out. So she also had to learn to give myself grace and not creating this amazingly perfect over the top Christmas for my kids. Mm. The things that I loved about Christmas and Thanksgiving growing up were things that weren't exciting events or outings, but simple things like putting a Christmas tree, doing Christmas cookies with our neighbors or delivering Christmas cookies to our neighbors. So we didn't do Elf on a Shelf and we didn't do Advent devotionals as a family, but I still loved it. So those things, she's saying, those things aren't bad, but they're also not necessary. So having spent one holiday season grieving, but I think it's important.
Yeah.
And preparing for another one.
Y'all are in the same boat.
Yeah. So she said, I heard that the second year is harder.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, I've never heard that before.
How? No, I hadn't. But how are you with all that, if you don't mind sharing?
Well, I don't know. It's the first Christmas. So anyway, I wrote
it is the first. I guess it feels like to me it's like the second, but it's the first.
Ooh. Right. So I lost my mother-in-law in January. Hmm. And so anyway, I love this one because she's saying that stuff is great. And it's so fun. And if you want to do it, I'm so happy for you. But if you're having a hard year, you don't give yourself
off,
some
man.
Time.
Yeah.
So she said, it's really important that I find my capacity and operate inside of it and be okay with that. And our kids will still remember the things about the holidays that are fun or special to them, even if it's not the things that we've planned, like gone over and above. She said, I love the podcast and I'm always encouraged. So that's for you. So that's
I love that.
So I wrote her back and I was like, she said, you know, I wish I had something more fun to share, but this is just really
that's
all I
so
have.
So good.
Yeah. So I wrote her back and we talked a little bit more and she said that there is, you can go to griefshare.org and there is a class specifically on, it's called Surviving the Holidays. And I looked and there are tons of classes. You know, just like a little grief session that you can go to and take people to. And I think that that's lovely.
That's really good.
Yeah.
That's really, I'm so glad she wrote that. How are you doing as you approach the holiday season?
I didn't realize that it was bothering me until just this moment.
Okay. Yeah.
Because obviously I put my husband first and my sister-in-law is really important to me.
Yeah.
And so I just think about those people and it breaks my heart. Yeah, obviously I love her. I love my mother-in-law, but you know, that's their mom.
Yeah.
So it's just my heart breaks for them.
Gosh.
But I think it's gonna be fine. I think it'll be fine.
Okay. I'm so sorry for all of you.
Oh, that's okay.
I'm so glad you found that resource though. Hopefully it's good.
Yeah.
And I think, yeah, in this time we don't need to be thinking about whether or not you carved pumpkins or went to a harvest festival or like this is not the year to try to outdo yourself making your kids happy this holiday season. They're going to be happy or they're going to not be happy. That's actually not on you.
Yeah, you're right. And simple is better. I mean, it's so easy to go overboard. And I think it's probably easy to go overboard to distract yourself too. And then, gosh, that seems like a lot of exhaustion and money spent possibly.
Well, then it comes out other ways that aren't healthy. You know what I mean? Feeling our feelings, we're so afraid it's going to, like, we're never going to stop feeling them. But you do. It's like a wave. You ride it, it gets really intense, and then it just slowly gets less intense if you, like, stay with it. And then you've been through it, and you haven't numbed out, and that's so important. We talk about that at work all the time with the girls who are struggling with eating disorders, and they're just, like, they don't feel like it's, they're just, you're, we get so afraid of our feelings that we don't want to feel them. That's the only way through it, unfortunately. I think I've loved recently the gingerbread houses, like the kits. Like Trader Joe's has them. They had like a haunted Halloween house kit. Oh, so I bought that because it's like $10, whatever. And it keeps the kids busy. And they're like, my mom's so great. She let me make a mess with frosting and cookies. And then there's a Trader Joe's also has like a turkey one coming up. So I don't know. Just buy that kind of stuff and say, you have a great time, kids. And then you don't even have to engage.
Yeah, that's a good evening or afternoon spent. I think that'd be fun.
Yeah.
Anyway. I've never done that. Okay, so this one is best tip for celebrating well is don't eat any of the food.
Like when?
At all. At all, none of it. Wow. This, she doesn't have a
signed hungry.
No, she said, I'm just kidding. Dewey Little, not allowing my stress to be taken out on my eating choices is the best thing that I've learned to do. Going through the holidays and not adding the feeling of having overeaten too much sugar makes me feel so much more like celebrating. So I know it sounds counterintuitive, but I promise I speak from experience, which, I mean, it's simple and I think that it's great.
No, I love that. I think that's really important.
Yes. So this is Aaron Foster. I'd like to say that I absolutely love your podcast. Just the right sarcasm to sincere ratio for my liking.
So oh, good. Nice. I'm so glad.
So anyway, she said, my biggest holiday flop was Christmas morning of 2017. My husband, 2-year-old and 2-month-old sons had driven to Colorado to visit family. So what she did was somehow finagled Santa to bring the gifts early so that she could travel with them to Colorado.
Oh, good thinking.
Right. Yeah. So a lot of planning, right? That's a lot to have, plan and all that, and meet up and text and I don't know, plane rides and things. So anyway, so she rushed over to the house that they were visiting at 7 a.m. to find that none of the relatives had arrived yet. And by the time they waited, pushed it off. By the time the relatives arrived for these little kids, you know, to have their Christmas morning, kids were totally uninterested. And then they were grumpy and crying, right? It's just late and they don't care anymore.
No.
And then older relatives come in with comments about, you know, terrible twos and being unappreciative. And so it was not very fun or very merry. And we've decided that we will never allow others to dictate Christmas morning again, ever. The end. And I love that. I mean, it's true. It's sad and it's a bummer, but sometimes you learn those lessons, unfortunately, one holiday at a time.
Yeah, that's true. You know, it's funny. So you and I and Robbie, we grew up, the only rule was don't wake up mom until like an appropriate time. But we could wake up whenever we wanted. Do you remember that?
Well, no, because I was the youngest.
So we'd wake up sometimes 5 o'clock in the morning. We couldn't go into the room where the Santa stuff was until we all three were up. We'd go through our stockings. I'd put in my Mariah Carey Christmas CD in my new boombox. That was like my most memorable Christmas stocking situation. And then we'd let mom sleep a little bit. And then as soon as mom was up, we could open all the presents. Well, I guess grandma and grandpa had to come over and get their coffee and come over. And
yes.
We'd wait until like 8.
Yeah. Our grandparents lived like 5 minutes away and they would bring a thermos of coffee and they would be in their pajamas.
Are you sure? I miss them.
They're adorable. Such a sweet memory. It's like, as soon as you see them, like you could not be more excited to see them. How fun for them.
But also how freaking long did it take to make that coffee?
Come on, y'all.
I am dying coffee? Right now. Well, but then I married into a family where the grownups love making the children wait to open their presents. So they eat breakfast and then they have coffee and then they chitter chat and then we talk about politics and then we, and so like eventually the kids get to, but like the older kids love I mean, the older grownups love making the kids wait, but like in a very good natured way, like everybody's having fun, but it's just so
but
different.
The kids.
Yeah. It's just different than the way we grew up.
Yeah, no, that would break my heart. My husband pulls some of that junk. Ain't nobody got time for that. My favorite Christmas memory, okay, since you asked, is 1 year. I don't know how it happened, but Santa landed on the roof with his sleigh.
Oh, my God.
Do you remember this?
Okay, so I shared a room with you.
Yes.
And so I was in there with you. I was not part of this. And in fact, I think that like there was some creepy stuff that went on in our house and nobody told me about the sightings and like there was some like ghosty stuff. And then there was the time where there was like a man living in the attic.
There like, was a man living in
like
the attic.
Like a homeless man, right? And so no one told me about that. So I only say that to say nobody told me they were going to pretend to be on the roof. Like I, even though I'm the oldest and you're the youngest, Mom and Robbie had this whole situation going on that they didn't tell me about. I was not strong enough in my spirit. They felt like it would ruin me and it would have to know all the things that were going on in the house.
Oh, my. Well, anyway, so since you spilled the beans, my brother, who was, how old do you think that I was? He was probably like elementary school teenage. Like yeah. he was
like
older.
Sixth grade.
I wasn't in sixth grade. So I must have been like kindergarten, preschool age.
Yeah.
And yeah, they got a wheelbarrow and some jingle bells and like slid it across the roof. And it sure as shooting darn tooting sounded like Santa.
That's adorable. And also we lived in like an A-frame house. So it was not, he was really on an incline with a wheelbarrow on the roof.
Dedication. You know what? You know, it could have been, that sounds so dangerous. It could have just been a shovel. You know, but there was definitely a loud metal sounding
sleigh
heavy-ish. Yes. Wow. So I was sweet. I mean, the feeling in my stomach was like, oh my gosh, it's happening. Oh my gosh. That's like the adrenaline was insane. That was such a fun memory.
And then you add that to, he won't come if you don't be asleep. How am I supposed to be asleep?
I know. I'm on a roller coaster. But I should be sleeping. Oh, wow. That's so fun. I love Christmas magic so much.
So fun.
Yeah.
This is going to land squarely on November 11th. So a little early for Christmas magic. It's fine. All right. So we have some things we're going to try, some Stash It or Trash It. Now, we have some zombie Skittles. I have the pumpkin spice Spam. You didn't end up getting any.
Correct.
I have to tell you such a funny story. So my housekeeper, I really like her so much. She's a single mom. She is adopted her niece, and my daughter is my niece. A plot twist. Anyway, and so I
love
her.
Hold on. Do people understand what you just said? She has a niece that she adopted, and you also...
My daughter is our stepbrother's daughter.
Got it. Okay.
So, you know. You
I mean,
know that,
I knew
right?
it.
Like, oh, shoot. Am I? Wow. Mind blown again. Anyway, and so I just like her. I think she's great. And so so today I asked her, because I've heard that. So she's Black. And I said, listen, I've heard that white people smell like dogs when they get wet to Black people. I have heard that on a podcast. And I said, I'm so sorry. Can you tell me, do white people smell like dogs when they get wet? And she said, yes, they sure enough do. And so then I asked my friend Retha, I am sorry. I've heard this twice now. Do white people smell? Because it's raining today. And so now I'm very self-conscious. They smell like a wet dog. And she said, yes, but they were both very nice about it. They both said, I have heard people say that. And I'm like, baloney, you say it.
Oh, no.
Anyway,
that's like the third baloney reference this time. But I've never heard that before.
I have heard now three times that white people smell like wet dogs when it rains.
Oh, no.
So anyway, so then I also told her, I said, so me and my sister have this podcast and we do stash it or trash it, where we try some stuff and decide if we should stash it from our kids or throw it in the trash because it's gross. And I said, so today we're trying pumpkin spice spam. And she immediately starts laughing so hard that tears are coming out of her eyeballs. And she said, I have to tell you something now that we've been talking about all this stuff.
Oh, no.
She goes, I saw that can of pumpkin spice spam last week when I was here, or last time I was here. She goes, and I took a picture of it and I put it on Snapchat and I said, these white people and pumpkin spice stuff.
That is so funny.
And I said, I gotta be honest with you, this white person doesn't even want to eat it. I do not want to eat this pumpkin spice spam.
So. That is really funny. I love her.
She's lovely. She's lovely. So anyway, I'm going to crack this spam open.
All right, girl. Get it.
I really wanted you to have some. And I wasn't clear on Instagram. So the smell, I don't like it.
Is it like dog food?
It smells exactly like dog food and like cinnamon dog food.
Cinnamon dog food. Does it smell sweet?
Yes.
It smells sweet.
Like sweet cinnamon dog food. I feel like you'd be better at describing things than me. Anyway, so I put on Instagram, how do I get half a can of spam to my sister? The amount of people that were like, could you just buy a second can of spam? I was not clear that it was sold out, this pumpkin spice.
Right. They do have it on Amazon, but it's like $25, I don't think is worth it.
Okay, I'm smelling it. It's like tuna fish. It's like sweet tuna fish.
Makes it sound like you like it.
Mm, it tastes salty. No.
Nope.
I'm gonna say
no. Oh no, she's gacky. She doesn't look good over here.
I'm gonna say no to the pumpkin spice. So let's trash it.
Oh, no. Yep. Thank you to the listener who sent it to Emily. I saw y'all's conversation on Instagram and you're the nicest for sending that to her.
That was so sweet. I'm glad to have experienced this. However, no. It's a no. It's a hard pass.
I was thinking instead of getting it, I mean, obviously I wasn't going to get any of it. Maybe I could just read some of the Amazon reviews of what people said about it. But
wish I had a cup of water.
Oh, no.
It's fine. Go ahead.
You drink some more poop tea at this point. Which, back to that story, you couldn't find any other tea in China?
Okay.
Okay. That's all. I don't even need you to answer.
You just really wanted to ask the question and then drop the mic. That's fine. I got it. That's good.
So the only Amazon comment is, ridiculous fool. Looks like someone had dropped their crack pipe. Which is what you would have to be on in order to pay $30 for a can of spam.
Drop your crack pipe. I don't even understand the reference, but I like it.
All right. So trash pumpkin spice spam.
Trash it.
What I did see online was some people were like cutting it and putting it on like a sandwich, like you would, you don't look into it, like for after Thanksgiving, you know, when you have a turkey sandwich that has like cranberry on it, it's like a little bit of savory, a little bit of sweet. Would you fry up that spam and try it in a sandy?
I don't think I'd put it in a sandy. Okay. The funny thing is my housekeeper's like, hey, I want you to tell me how that was. And she goes, by that, I mean, I want you to tell me with words. I don't want to try it. I was like, okay. Okay. Super
She's
duper.
She's still there. You should give it to her.
Hey. Okay. So let's do zombie Skittles.
Let's do it. Now, my family tried this in front of me the other day.
So did my family. And I didn't try it either.
Did they find out what the flavor was?
Yeah. They said it really tastes like rotten zombie. And my husband kept eating them. He loved them.
No. Was he eating them by the handful or just one at a time?
He was eating them by the handful. Have you smelled this bag?
No, I'm about to.
It's worse than pumpkin spam.
Smell the bag, Em. I'm about to smell the bag.
That's what I was born to do. I need all your music.
It smells good.
Okay, mine literally smells like rancid trash.
What? Mine smells like berry Skittles.
Nope.
We are holding the same bag, zombie Skittles.
I had to get the really big bag from the Walgreens. It was on sale, though, because it was after Halloween.
I feel like you're bragging about your bag of zombie trash.
What is so weird to me is how much my family loved it. I've been dreading this all week.
Oh, no. Yeah, life is hard, Em.
Okay.
All right. So here's what I didn't know.
Okay.
It says on the back of the bag.
Yeah.
There is petrifying citrus punch. These are all the flavors. Mummified melon, chilling black cherry, boogeyman blackberry, blood red berry, and rotten zombie. So I thought that there was going to be a color in here that was a rotten zombie color. But what is the real deal is one of them is rotten zombie, but it looks like all the other ones.
Now, do you think it's consistently like the mummified melon is always rotten zombie?
Mm-mm.
Like it just switches all around.
Okay. Right. So I'm just trying a couple.
Okay. I bet my first one was rotten zombie. Oh, man. Mm.
What does it taste like?
I'm trying to really channel my inner sommelier. What is that wine taster? The fancy.
Yeah, sommelier. So it was in her mouth for half a second, and then she...
It was orange, which I... My very favorite Skittles flavor is orange, so I went for it, and it betrayed me. I'm trying to think of what it tastes like. Just like trash smells. Like a nasty... You've worn... Like you've been camping, and your undercarriage smells...
Oh, no.
Like it's a camping undercarriage smell in my mouth.
Sister friend. I don't want that.
Okay. Are you telling me that you have been eating these and you haven't gotten the campy undercarriage?
Yep.
Nope. Oh. My second one was the same undercarriage. Nope. Wow.
I keep eating orange ones too, and they're fine. That was two orange ones for you.
I'm done. Signing out.
I'm going to have to keep eating them. I probably had 10.
This does not feel cool, but my whole bag smells like rotten zombie undercarriage.
Good.
Keep going, man.
Good.
Oh, man.
I don't want to do a whole handful.
I need water so bad in here, in this office closet.
Oh, my gosh. These are delicious.
It's not even fair.
Oh, okay. I'm dying. Oh, no.
Tell me everything.
It tastes like stew. It is like beef stew. Oh, but it's stinky.
It's like garbage. It's garbage stew.
Oh, no. I'm going to eat it, though. My whole family said it tastes like tomato juice. So I was thinking it'll just taste like tomato juice. They all agreed. Oh, my breath.
It's bad.
It tastes like that drink that's red that you have in the morning. You're an alcoholic. Bloody Mary.
Yeah, that. Okay.
Not
if
only
you're an alcoholic.
I said it like it's so casually regular. Morning drink. What's morning drink called?
Ew, I can't believe you're keeping on trying it.
I got another one.
Good. Love it.
I was trying to get the flavor out. Okay. What's giving you life?
Oh, man, being done with this challenge. No, giving me life. Okay, so I had to take my sweet dog. Her hair grows. So she's a paradoodle, so her hair just grows and grows and grows. So you have to get her groomed. And she gets to where she's adorable. She can't see out of her eyes, but the way that her hair grows, she looks so sad. Like those eyebrows that are like... You know, like
swoopy sad down.
Swoopy sad. And so, but she also can't see, and that's not that nice to like make your dog blind for cuteness purposes. And so anyway, I took her to get her groomed, and I took her outside because it's raining three times to try to make sure she does not go to the bathroom in my dream car, my Subaru Outback. That's green. It's my favorite. And she always goes to the bathroom in it because she gets like all car sick or whatever. I took her outside. She did not one time go to the bathroom. And I was like, ugh, fine. So she's always going in my car. So we get in the car and she goes, we go to the groomer. She did not go to the bathroom. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. We get inside. The second we go inside the groomer, she drops so many turds. Right in the groomer's lobby. And I was like, oh man. And so I was acting all like, oh, that's the worst. So sorry about that. But inside I'm like, way to go, Tonks. I'm so proud of you for not pooping.
You
in my
made
car.
It.
Way to go. Like that actually, you are officially part of the family.
What a good dog.
So that's giving me life right now that she waited to poop in there.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
You know, mine is dog related too.
Okay.
It's killing me softly, if I may. My dogs like to eat my daughter's poop. Have we talked about this before?
What? No. Continue.
Okay. So 4-year-old sometimes forgets to flush the toilet. My daughter is like a space cadet, so she always forgets to flush the toilet. And she also has like chronic constipation, so she always has to have Miralax and mineral oil. Okay. In a little smoothie in the morning.
Like every day?
Now, yeah.
Okay.
So we're back on it. We thought we didn't have to do the mineral oil because it makes your toilet like greasy, right?
Really?
It's nasty.
Ew, yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, because it's a laxative and it's getting all that out of there, but then it kind of like makes your toilet disgusting. That's and my dogs really like to eat it.
Ew.
So.
They eat the oil?
Yeah, they must like the mineral oil because it really didn't start. Until that. So then you're cleaning up like, you know, nasty poop from the dogs that have been drinking it.
Oh, so it changes their poop too.
Oh, you know what? That might be what's happening. They're getting a laxative from her
laxative. Secondhand laxative.
Oh boy. Here's the deal. They drink it. So then they're drinking extra water. So like when we're taking them out the normal amounts of time, that won't do. So now there's poop on the floor from them sopping up poop out of the toilet. Like they make a mess of it. Now they're peeing on the floor because they've had so much poop water. It's disgusting.
I quit those dogs.
It's awful. So not only are we dealing with constipation, but we're also dealing with poop and extra pee.
If she would just flush a toilet, like that's all it.
I know.
Wow.
I know. But I think they also like the water after it because, you know, oil, it just kind of sticks around. It's not like there's soap going down the toilet.
Okay.
So it's just like film, right?
Can you double the Miralax and nix the oil?
We tried it. It doesn't work. We're okay. Back to constipate again. So now we have to do it.
No. Plan C. Get a different kid.
Okay. Oh, no. What about a different dog? How about that?
Okay, fine. Yes.
Okay.
I'll compromise with that. Okay, so killing me softly. I had so many. I don't exactly know. Number one, have you noticed how red my nose is and that there's no nose ring in it? It's infected again.
So you quit?
Well, I'm just washing it in, like, salt water. I'm trying to, like... I don't know what I'm even trying to do.
Well, it's going to close up if you don't have a nose ring in it.
I know. I just took it out so I could like soak the ring and then I'm going to soak my nose. I don't know. Whatever. So that's killing me softly. It's been over a year. Come now.
No, it hasn't. It's been over a year, this saga?
A year and a month. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, boy. Now, for a while, you were doing a nose ring pad sandwich where you were putting salt water on a pad and putting it on your nose.
But then I thought, good, I think we're past this. We're not past it. It's like your daughter in the constipation. You think you're out of the woods, and it turns out you're right back into Infection City where you're the mayor.
And now there's poop on the floor.
And now everything's oily, and I'm so mad about it.
Shoot, I'm sorry.
But I decided not to use that one. The other one I wanted to do instead is killing me softly. I have a deluge of things that are killing me. Number one. Number two, Amazon dropped us like a hot potato because we weren't doing stuff right. So we no longer have an Amazon shop for Mom Struggling Well. And I'm mad at Amazon about it. And I know that they're taking over the world, so they don't even care. And so there's that. Number three, though, this is the one I want to camp on. Killing me softly.
Okay.
My Mac is having a recall because the battery's been lighting on fire. So I have to somehow not have my computer for like 5 days so it can get a new battery. Well, the people need their podcast.
That's right. And you're a student.
And I'm a student. I'm trying to live my life, Mac. Can you just make your batteries not light on fire?
Oh, man, that's so spooky. It's a very Halloween recall.
I don't even know if we're going to make it through this recording before just I blow up.
That's so scary.
I know. Pins and needles over here. Go ahead. What's killing you softly?
Oh, I already did that. I was so confused. I was like, oh, shoot. But I already did my killing me softly. Now I'm going to do giving me life.
Oh, we did it backwards. Go ahead.
Well, I had to talk about the dog poop because we were talking about dogs. I happened upon Gwen Stefani's Instagram. Well, I mean, like, I followed her.
I was like, what? You've always loved her. Yeah. Why are you only now? Okay, go ahead.
And she posted U of A marching band.
Yeah.
And they did a whole Tragic Kingdom thing. It was amazing. Tragic Kingdom is their album, not their first album, but it's like one of the best-selling albums in history.
It's Gwen Stefani's album?
No Doubt.
Okay, yeah, cool. Okay.
Really old No Doubt album.
Fun.
It was awesome. I cried. I was like, what's happening? It was just so cool. I'm happy for her. I'm so proud of them.
You really have such a place in your heart for No Doubt.
I surely do.
How fun, though.
Yes.
It's really, really cool to see something you love in a different musical context.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's why I was so emotional. I just kept like, you kids are amazing. Like, there were, like, solos, and I'm like, oh, I'm so proud of them. Can you be proud of people you don't know?
You sure enough can.
Okay. All right, sister girl.
Sister friend. Please don't mess it up again.
Oops, sorry, sister friend. That's all, folks.
I think we're done. Rachel, stop being mad at us. It went a little long.
Sorry.
Hey, guys, thanks for listening. We hope that you enjoyed everything that just happened here. A lot just happened here. My mouth is on fire. It's begging.
Along with her computer.
It's begging me to go get some water. So I'm going to do that. You guys have a great week of struggling well. La, la, la,
la, la. Thanks to all the listeners. We're the struggling sisters.